Right. What about the thing that you wrecked your head on? That's just a
pillow.
Okay. And do you know a name for something that looks like a pillow, but it's longer? Kind of like a big roller on a bed?
Bolster.
Yeah. Is that just for looks, or do people sleep on them?
No, I wouldn't think they'd sleep on them. It's too high, hard.
Round,
yeah.
All right, this expression, if it's a particularly long bolster, you might say it doesn't just go part way across the bed, it goes
all the way across the bed.
Would you ever say clear across?
Clear across, yeah.
I was thinking that.
What about plumb across?
Plumb across, that's right.
Clean across.
Clean across.
All those sound familiar?
Very familiar.
So you know what you're talking about.
Sure. All right, talking about the land, this expression, if a farmer thinks he's going to get a big crop, he might say, well, we ought to get a big crop this year because the land's very
fertile.
Okay. Do you have a name for low-lying land that's considered very productive land? Might have had water on it at one time.
Bottom land?
Yeah. Is that familiar term to you?
Yes.
Do you ever hear it just called the bottom?
Yeah.
What about the low-lying grassland?
Pasture land, I guess, isn't it?
Do people around here ever use the word meadow?
No.
No. That's English. The meadow.
Would that suggest a pasture to you when somebody says meadow?
No.
Do you think of pasture?
No. I think of a beautiful field with flowers.
Flowers and all that kind of meadow.
What about land that's not good for anything because it has water standing on it all the time?
Swampy.
Okay. Now what about the word marsh?
Marsh.
You hear that around here?
Not around here.
Think about the coast.
I do too.
Okay.
Swampland is familiar here.
What about names for different types of soil around here? You know, just depending on whether it's got a lot of sand or clay or that type of thing.
You have pebbly land, sandy land, loamy land.
What is loam to you?
Pebbles.
Clay. Sand and clay.
Sand and clay, yeah. You ever hear people use the word gumbo around here?
No.
What about buckshot?
No.
Crawfish land?
No.
Crawfish land. Frog.
Frog hollow.
Yeah, right. Bottom land. Okay. Gumbo land, that's Mississippi.
Louisiana.
Just checking it out. Right. Yeah. Alright, say if a man's got a piece of land with water on it and he wants to get the water off, you say he's doing what to it?
Draining it. Ditching it.
Ditching
it.
So you call the thing that he digs to take it off?
A ditch.
A ditch. Okay. What about around here, if you're walking out in the woods and you come to a place that's been, well, let's just say it's 10 feet across and 10 feet deep, you know, you might fall into it. What would you call a place like that?
Call it a gully, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
A branch.
When you say branch, does that suggest there's water in it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about what would be bigger than a branch?
A river.
A river, a lake.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to kind of arrange them according to size. What would be the
branch,
smallest?
Creek, river, that be in that category? Creek, branch. All right. Creek,
okay.
Branch, river.
Do the creeks and rivers around here have names?
Yes.
Could you give me a few of them off the top of your head?
Well, there's Tie Tie Creek, and Hat Creek,
Warrior Creek,